Okay, the first situation which we have in about 60 to 80%, 60 to 70% of the cases is a type of a lesion in which there is a hyperpigmented macule, but it has a asymmetry, irregular borders, variation in the color in which there can be multiple colors, that is shades of brown, black, gray and red, and there can be depigmented areas as well. So it is a superficial spreading melanoma. And the closest DD of it is the atypical or the dysplastic nevus, because it shares most of the morphological features with the superficial spreading melanoma, that is A, B, C, D. But the evolution is not present, because superficial spreading melanoma usually evolves within a period of months and rarely years. So here, the most important investigation or the step to be done here is the digital dermoscopy, which will help us to identify and differentiate between the two closest DDs. The difficult situation comes when a person is having multiple atypical nevi and he or she is at a risk of developing melanoma. So the best thing to do here is the digital dermoscopy, and it will help us in differentiating the two situations, but it is labor intensive. At the earliest stage, the atypical nevus like lesions may in fact be melanoma in situ, in which the malignant cells spread only within the epidermis. So it should be our main focus is to diagnose at this earliest stage. As the growth continues, the diagnosis will become more and more obvious, because the lesion will be palpable. After that, it will develop into a nodule, which will reflect vertical growth phase that may bleed. But it is no longer an early diagnosis, because once the vertical phase growth has taken place, the stage has progressed. And that's why now the prognosis becomes poor, but our main aim was to diagnose at the earliest stage.